I shall share with you the story of Uncle Dong in here. Uncle Dong was my spiritual teacher. He was sent into my life by the Lord Jesus to teach me the truth of the gospel, and his life was a real testimony. When he left finally the jail, the Lord had opened the doors for him to come to America with his wife to witness for Jesus. And the very first time I met him in the church, I was drawn by his godly prayer. When he began to make a prayer, very simple and short as it is, I sense that this is a man of God, because out of his body comes the godly radiations, characters of Jesus Christ that I have never seen anywhere. I sense that this is a man of God. You see, when one is filled by the Holy Spirit, another sheep can sense it. This is a servant of a living God, not an ordinary so-called Christians. That was my first time meeting him in a church. And as he began to share his story with me, it impresses deep in my heart, a genuine disciple of Christ Jesus. He was originally a manager in a bank, very well financially, with four of his children and his wife. When the Lord calls him to serve, when the communists took over, he wasn't sure about serving Jesus because many churches have been closed. And of course, the Bible burned, and it is at a point of time that the Lord calls him. Nonetheless, he was worried about his four children because they are young. And he was worried financially, if he served Jesus, what is he going to feed the children with? So one day, he knelt on his knees to pray. And he said, Heavenly Father, merciful Heavenly Father, as he spoke the word of God through his lips and calling Heavenly Father merciful, being merciful, the voice of the Lord through the Holy Spirit began to reply to him. And he says, if you call me merciful Heavenly Father, am I less than the bank that you work with? Am I not able to provide you like a bank provides you your financial needs every month? Am I less than a bank? At this point of time, Uncle Dong began to weep in tears. Because God says, am I less than a bank and not able to feed your children? Finally, as the word of God says, he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Uncle Dong submitted and surrendered his life to the Holy Spirit and quit his work as a manager in the bank and began to follow Jesus and become a preacher. At that point of time, being a preacher is not like in free America where you can preach any way you like. No, out there you can only preach in underground churches. So he went down from Shanghai to Canton. It's the same thing like going down from New York to California, maybe from New York to Los Angeles. And he was in totally different environment in Canton. The language is different, the culture is different, and he and his wife began to preach in underground churches. Before long, he was captured by the communists simply because one of the members in the underground churches sold him in order to trade for her husband who is in prison. So in other words, Brother Dong gets in the jail and her husband left the jail. Exchange. Right? So that very night when he was captured by the communists, his wife was left alone walking up and down on a street being homeless. And of course, the four children are in Shanghai. They're not with them. Now, dearly beloved, We're talking about real story right here. We're not talking about a theory. This is a real life story. And so Mrs. Dong, or Auntie Dong, told me the story. She was lost like a goose on the street, walking up and down, not knowing what to do, simply because the husband was captured by the communists and imprisoned. And as she was lost on the street that morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, up and down, walking on the street, totally lost of directions and feeling very, very sad and depressed, of course, all of a sudden, she heard a loud voice from the sky in Shanghainese language to her. The street was empty with nobody. And the voice of the Lord spoke to her crystal clear from the sky to her, just like to the Apostle Paul. And that voice of the Lord says, "You must trust me." Dearly beloved, our Heavenly Father is so sweet. You know, when we truly love Him, He will manifest Himself whenever we needed Him. Isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful? And all of a sudden, Mrs. Dong turns around and not seeing any human being at all, but the voice she heard crystal clear, "You must trust me." It is not in the wrong hand. It is in the hand of a Heavenly Father. She was so joyful. And she began to journey and continue preaching until she was also captured in the jail. My dearly beloved, these two couples have sacrificed their life for Jesus. This is what I'm talking about. And finally, of course, they went through difficult life in jail. Uncle Dong went through hard labor and very little food and horrible conditions, way beyond what words could describe. Nonetheless, the Lord is always victorious. And the miracle thing about his wife, Mrs. Dong, the reason why she was allowed to leave the jail is because she was crippled, totally worthless labor. And so the communists decided to kick her out because she's an extra mouth to feed, not being able to labor. However, when she left the jail, she was totally healed of a crippling and back to normal. How amazing that our God does so many miracles in our life. You see, he that loveth his life shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And ultimately, when Uncle Dong and his wife came to America and shared with me, it is only crystal clear that he said, God is a God of absolute faithfulness. And at one time, I remember vividly when he shared with me the test of faith that he had to go through prior to going to jail. It was 3 days of with no food for the children. And there was no offering. However, every single meal was provided by God and fed the children. It was a very hard test of faith, but God is faithful. And at one time, he mentions there was no breakfast for the children that morning. They had to pray together and ask God to provide for the next morning. Amazingly, at night, there was a huge tempest. The strong wind began to blow the dates of the next door neighbor. The ripened dates began to fall into their front yard, and they're able to take those dates to cook for their morning breakfast. Meal by meal, they look up unto God until they learn the lessons of 3 days walking by faith and faith alone. My dearly beloved, there are many, many more precious stories like that. But the word of God says, "And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal."